You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. I'm on my way to, I'm actually on my way to Parkes, New South Wales to do a show on Saturday night. So I'm very excited. So I'm in the national park at the moment. I had to share it with you guys. You can't really see it, but I just wanted to share it anyway. So welcome. Those of you who don't know me, I'm Medium Donna Young. I'm with Mediumship Uncovered. So I travel around. Often I take you guys with me. So welcome. So we've got a lot to cover today. I've got a caller coming through as well. It's kind of come up a lot lately, and I've had so many questions and so many people asking about when do I know when to step out? How do I step out? Where do I go to? How do I move? It's different for all of us. So I started seeing spirit at 4 years old, but it's very on after. But it's just about trusting the process. Spirit actually sends the right places with the right people, right at just at the right times, and in that process. And there's always lessons that we learn as we go along. I always had the right teachers just come along at the right times, which was really a massive part of my journey. And some of my teachers that were there through the beginning part of my journey are now passed, and they've been that part of my journey for from the other side. So, okay, now we've got Patricia in Oak Park, the US. How are you, Patricia?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for following my show. So how I work is I communicate directly with spirits. They'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. I'm actually getting a man coming through, and he's talking about is your father on the other side? Because he's talking about your father.
Yes, my father has been on the other side, yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Your father's on the other side, is that right? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He just said to me, he says, I'm the father, and he's talking about where there's been, he said, problems around your, he's talking about issues around where you're living or wanting to move at the moment. And he's also saying that there's issues around family. Since his passing, and he's also talking about is mum still here?
No.
Sorry, is your mother still here?
No, she's gone.
She's on the other side. couldn't hear you, but he said that she's with me. And I'm getting both of them there. So has there been issues around the property?
I had to leave. It's been a challenging 4 years. I had to leave my home 4 years ago. And I'm just kind of getting back on my feet and feeling like I'm looking for home, a place of my own. I'm praying for my son. He gets through his issues. And, you know, just, you know, abundance in my life, you know, again.
Because she's so thin. It keeps on breaking up for me, so I'm just going to ask about what they're saying. And they're talking about that they're so proud of you and what you've gone through and what you've achieved. And it's almost like you're feeling quite lost next. And they're also talking about the son. They're so proud of their son also, and I'm seeing a lot of opportunities coming up. And I'm actually seeing you finding some you can call home, okay, and where these will be somewhere where you can actually call home, okay. And I'm seeing your son either where he has a like opportunity to do study or work where you're learning something new, but I'm just seeing something really lovely that's coming. I'm also seeing a change of way to do with your own actual what you really want. It's something that career that's going to be more there. Sequels you, so if that makes sense, where you're going to help people and go through the journey of what you've actually gone through yourself. Does all that make sense?
Well, I find another partner in my life. My husband passed in 2018.
Yeah. And I'm actually seeing a man coming through and telling me that he's sending you love, but you've got to make yourself available, if that was the question. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you, but I've got a man coming through and he wants you, that he's sending you love. And he's talking about where I'm actually seeing this. Okay, I'm just showing me that there's someone coming through that's actually seeing him. I don't know if he looks after people or helps people to do with mental health, this man. I'm seeing him where you're meeting him on online dating or something, where, because I'm seeing you messaging each other a lot late at night, and I'm seeing you doing video calls and just really enjoying each other's company. And I feel like this man in some way travels for his work as well. So where he actually helped with Indigenous people and travel through different communities. And just seeing this is where you'll end up being a part and your career will actually change, and this will actually be through this man that you make. I do feel like this man sent from the heavens and sent from a man that you have on the other side. That makes sense.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I can't hear any of you, your comments, but I hope that all makes sense to you, love.
Yeah, I mean, the phone is breaking up. I hope on the recording I can hear it better.
Okay. Well, it was lovely to meet you, since because I couldn't hear a word that you were saying, but hopefully you heard what I said. So I'm sorry about the bad connection, but thank you for following me. Anyone who would like to book with me, you can book in more detail. .com. So it's ajika.com. So, okay. Now, I'm going to get back to what I was talking about before. And I've been having so many people asking spiritual journey. I've had a lot of people coming forward being intrigued about missing persons and wanting to be involved with missing persons and help with missing persons, but not having any experience, not even having a connection with spirit. And the thing is, with missing persons, you have to be really confident with what you're doing. I've been seeing spirit since I was 4 years old, and I even question if I'm good enough to work with missing persons at times, because when you're working on those cases, you want to know that you are right. You want to know that you're getting all the right information and you're not. And also what's hard with these cases also is certain, sometimes we're not shown certain things either to protect it might be to protect the other people that are around us or around like the families that you're working with or whatever. Because often missing persons cases, and sometimes it can be really, really important that we make sure that we are getting the right information and just know that sometimes you're not always right. We're not always getting everything, because there's certain areas or aspects of it that we could be actually being protected in some way. But you can't just jump into that area. But to be able to build your own spiritual areas is going around spiritual churches, joining groups. It's just important that we trust spirit, and we learn most from spirit. We learn mostly from spirit, and just trusting information and trusting and art spirit. Can you always just asking that? I've got a group called Spirit Club. Anyone can join that, and we cover all different areas. So you can also see that on meetdonnayoung.com. So it was lovely to see you all. I'm sorry about the connection. I hope you could hear my show okay. And I'll see you again next week. See you later.